Welcome to the Ozaki Family Wellness Podcast. Each episode is meant to inform you and empower you with knowledge and actionable steps to improve your health and wellness. You will enjoy quick wellness tips, parenting resources, and learn about local businesses that are here to support you on your wellness journey. Your host, Dr. Camille Berger, is here to encourage and guide you. We hope you enjoy this week's episode.
Welcome back. Today is a guest expert interview, which I'm so excited for. Today I have with me Jessica Featherstone. Say hello.
Hello.
So Jessica is the owner of the shop Close to the Heart Boutique, which is now in Thiensville. And I'm just going to share how we met because I think it's kind of a fun story. So back when I was opening my clinic, I don't know, that was all kind of a blur, but the grand opening, our ribbon cutting, Jessica actually came, which is really exciting.
Yes.
Yeah. It's just so wonderful to have another woman, small business owner, supporting another woman, small business owner. It's not something that I see a ton of, so I was super appreciative of that, and that's...
I think that's a narrative we need to change. Like, we need to, like, lift each other up. Like, that's, man, like, we're all in this together as far as I'm concerned.
Absolutely. So I don't remember if we met before that, but that's, like, my first distinct memory of meeting you.
No, we hadn't met before that. We had not. So, and then we were also in Holistic Moms together for a little bit. So that's kind of how we got to continue to get to know each other. And then, of course, we've partnered since I opened, because you opened first. You were a couple months ahead of me. So we've partnered since then. We just keep partnering.
Yeah. So Jessica was literally around the corner on the main drag in Cedarburg. And I would walk over there if it was slow when we'd chat, and I had Cecilia with me at that time too. She came to work with me, so she was always with me, and it was a lot of fun. It was good.
Yeah, back in the tiny shop when I was in 400 square feet.
Yeah. And now you've graduated, so tell us where you are now.
Yeah, I've got my big girl store now. We're in Thiensville in 1600 square feet, and a lot of that is dedicated to maternity clothing now. And also maternity breastfeeding clothing, so that dual combination of clothing. I feel that's really important to have clothing that's going to be long-lasting instead of... I'm not a big fan of, like, that fast fashion, like, we're just going to wear it for 6 months kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So I really enjoy pieces that women can wear longer, you know, whether they're going to be maternity pieces or maternity breastfeeding.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's one of the common complaints I hear just as... my pregnant patients are chatting with me that they need maternity clothes, but they feel like they don't want to spend the money on it for themselves because they're only going to wear it for a few months. So then I always send them to you because I'm like, well, you can wear it longer because it'll be dual purpose for breastfeeding as well.
Yeah. And even some of them that are just maternity, like this is I put this as a maternity top, but as you can see, well, you can see Camille, but everyone else is kind of SOL. But it's really cute. And I'm not pregnant. Not pregnant. I feel like that's always a distinction I need to make working where I work. Because, you know, we put on the bump and stuff like that. Mm. But this is really cute after pregnancy as well. Very flattering as our bodies are continuing to change. So.
Yeah. So let's just step back just a second.
Yeah.
And just... tell me about what inspired you to start a boutique for pregnant and nursing women.
Yeah, so stepping way back, I had my daughter 7.5 years ago now. Why is she so old? And at the time, like, I really struggled being a new mom. There was nobody around. And so I found some groups around, like Milwaukee Baby Wearing and, you know, postpartum doulas and things like that. So that led me down a path of becoming a baby wearing consultant and a postpartum doula. As I did that and continued to work with women, I found women didn't have options in the area for things like, I don't know, nursing bras, getting help with like nursing items. And I was just like, wow, we're really missing some things here. And specifically Ozaki, but it turned out we were really missing it in a huge radius around. Mm-hmm. The more I did my small shop, the more I found that women were looking for clothing, too. They needed breastfeeding clothing. They wanted, you know, maternity clothing. So we made the big decision after a year to move into a larger shop so that we could accommodate the requests we were receiving for clothing. And that's when we brought in a ton of clothing. And that's now mostly what I do is maternity clothing and bras.
That's awesome. So speaking of all the clothing, what is the shopping experience like in your store?
We try to make it very personal. So, you know, you come in and we're hands-on as much as you want. Do you want some help styling? Yes or no? Do you want, you know, are you looking for specific things? Because some women have a very specific, like, we need these things in our life. Black leggings is always, like, a basic thing, like, women are looking for. Awesome. No problem. And then, you know, we're here to help. So do you have questions? I get a lot of questions about, like, well, will this grow with me? Can I wear it afterwards? How do I style it? So it's really kind of interesting because I would not consider myself very stylish, but I have gotten more stylish the further I've gone along. You know, we want to make you comfortable. We want to make whoever you're bringing in to shop with you. We have a lot of first-time moms who bring, like, the new grandma in.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's really fun to see that dynamic and the different, like, stages. And then, of course, you know, we offer drinks and snacks and things like that because you're pregnant. Like, you could get hungry in an instant.
Oh, yeah.
So we do maternity styling, and then, of course, we do our bra fittings as well because there are so many different bra options out there that giving you a start is really helpful. So, you know, even in the store, we have about 15 different bras. So you look at this wall of bras and you're like, okay. yeah, so we're going to help you, like, determine a size and then kind of narrow down where we think you may like a bra. And then, of course, we'll go from there.
Yeah, and I have to say, even not being pregnant or breastfeeding, I have gotten bras from you, and they've been my favorite bras because they fit well.
Yeah.
And that's so important.
And comfortable. Like, we don't need, I'm over it, okay? You know, some bras, the really sexy, cute push-up things, I'll wear them for 5 seconds. Most of my day is, like, I want to be very, very comfortable. So it's really important that when you come in, you're comfortable. The bra that you pick out, you're comfortable in. Walk around in it for a few minutes. Put a shirt on. How does it look, lay with your shirt, you know? We're going to go through all these things.
That's awesome. Yeah, that your shop was the first shop that I actually put a shirt on over a bra to see how it looked. And I'm in my 30s.
Right. Because we don't think about it. We think, okay, the bra fits. You know, pumping bras. I'm going to hand you a flange and say, hey, when you wear this pumping bra, is the flange hitting your nipple correctly? Because if you go home and it's not, like, that's on me. You know, I steered you wrong. So, you know, I'm going to hand you these things to make sure. And it sounds kind of weird when you're, like, first starting. But, you know, I want you to go home with the bra that you love. Or clothing. Mm-hmm. That too.
And honestly, like, as you say this, I'm realizing that that's one of the hugest benefits of shopping small. The store owner is in the store and she has an incredible sense of responsibility for what the person goes home with.
Yes, absolutely. I always tell people I'm a terrible salesperson because I'm not going to push something on you. My thing is if you don't love it, don't buy it. Like, if you don't put it on and you're like, gosh, I feel great in this, don't buy it. If you try on 50 things and walk out with zero, awesome. You know what doesn't fit you and you know it doesn't work. Now you can go in a different direction and find something that works for your body.
That's wonderful. Okay, so talking about owning a small business. what do you enjoy about owning a small business?
You know, a lot of people will tell you the hours, but my hours are kind of different since I'm retail. Mm-hmm. What I enjoy about owning a small business is I think my number one thing is working with women, and both from like a customer perspective and from a business owner to business owner. You know, I get to work with women who are creating things you know, we just brought in a new line for Mama Apparel. She's down in Racine. And so being able to work with another small women-owned business, gosh, you know, like I said, we're just trying to lift all of each other up. I absolutely adore that. That's so much fun. And like trying to build this community of strong women is like my number one jam.
That's awesome. Yeah, I absolutely love making the personal level connections as well. And they're very long lasting. It's definitely different working corporate, which I have.
I have too, yeah.
And it's a totally different feel. It's a lot more responsibility. It's a lot more work. And the hours usually are worse. They're not usually better.
Yeah, you know, I was working last night and I was working this morning and then I'll go into the shop and then I'll come home and work a little bit more. Yeah. But it's all in prep of, you know, of the thing that I love. Absolutely. It all supports that thing that we love.
Absolutely.
So.
Oh, that makes me so happy. Okay. So when people do shop small, come into a small business like yours or mine, what kind of impact does that make on our community?
You know, we make a huge impact. As women-owned businesses, we tend to keep dollars local. Mm-hmm. So women-owned business, I think it was like 75 cents for every dollar stays local or something. Something crazy like that.
I got chills with that.
Right? It was like crazy. I did put it in a blog post recently, so I'm hopefully not totally off, but it was like a really high amount that we keep local dollars. You know, we get to hire, for me personally, I get to hire women who would not normally have a job in the mm-hmm. sense of like their hours are, they have to pick up their kids, so they can't always work like huge long, like a corporate 9-to-5 because what are they going to do once their kid's off school?
Yeah.
So for me, I get to help that woman, there's multiple of them apparently. No, I get to help that woman as she's transitioning more into like, oh, I've stayed home with a kid for a while. And now they're going to school for a few hours. So I need a job for that time, or I want a job for that time because I want to try to get back into the workforce. Great. Awesome. Can't wait to see you. You know, how can I help build you up? And I understand that they're not going to be with me forever, too. Like, this is just a stepping stone. Awesome. Let's get you to your next spot. Where do you want to be in life? Let's get you in, get you some hours. And, yeah. So, for me, like, that shopping small means that we get to, you and I get to, like, build the world that we want. And when people support us, they're supporting our vision and the world that we want to build.
Oh, my heart is so warmed. So speaking of local businesses and keeping our money local, what are two Ozaki businesses that you love personally?
See, this is a really terrible question. Right? You're limiting me to two businesses.
Well, I'll talk about as many as you want then. Just start listing them off.
Because yeah, this is the hard part, because I love so many of the local businesses here in Ozaki. You know, if we go up to Port, locally inspired, Kelly, she's only bringing in local Wisconsin makers. How awesome is that? She's got this huge breadth and depth of products that are made here in Wisconsin. Anytime I need a gift, I go up there, because she's always got something rad. And also that gift for myself is cool. you know, like the food in Ozaki County, mm-hmm. like we can just go down the street in Cedarburg, and that's just Cedarburg. Like,
yeah.
Go down to, who's our favorite pasta place? They make their own
Brandywine.
Brandywine, thank you.
Brandywine's my favorite.
You know, go next door and we'll pick up, tamales from that taco guy at Franny's Market. Also, I love to get her pickles too.
Oh.
Yeah, she's got these tiny little Cornishan pickles that are just the bomb. She's got more than that, but that's what I really make sure I get. You know, because we have our favorites here in Ozaki. Mm-hmm. You know, we keep walking down the street. Chinese food from New Fortune. How can you not love Bridgie and Jimmy? You know, keep walking down the street. There's the Mexican, that new Lime Cantina.
Yeah.
Yeah, so good. The small local gyms in the area. I go to AMRAP. I know a lot of people go to like Form and Fitness, which is smaller in Grafton as well. And then there's like Lawson on the here in Cedarburg, like right on that mm-hmm. divide of like right between Cedarburg, Grafton. Like, yep. am I in Cedarburg or am I in Grafton? So, you know, I've heard amazing things about them. You know, it's just so nice to have all these small local businesses in the area. I feel like this area is really geared towards small businesses. We want small businesses to succeed and do well. You know, you walk down the street in Cedarburg and all it is small businesses.
That's so true. And it's really similar in Grafton and Port Washington for sure as well. And then there are pockets of Mequon.
In Thanesville. Thanesville.
Small businesses too.
Yeah. I mean, I'm surrounded by other small businesses mm-hmm. in Thanesville. So, I mean, I just feel like Ozaukee County is like, yeah, small business. Woo! which is so different from where I was. And maybe because now I'm a small business owner, I see it differently. But I feel like there's such a big push here in Ozaukee for small business.
Yeah, there definitely is. Other places I've lived, I've not noticed it as much.
Yeah.
And again, I don't know if it's my perspective has changed or, and I'm noticing it, or if it's actually the case. But I do think it is the case. I think there are so many small businesses.
Well, and I feel, and this is the one thing I feel like COVID was good for. One thing, but it really highlighted like how we need to support small businesses, you know, because we had that shutdown. I don't even know when it was. 2020? Was it 2020?
It was 2020. Yeah.
It's all blurred at this point. We had that shutdown for 2 months and every post I saw on Facebook was like, I'm supporting this small business right now. And I'm supporting this small business. And I was like, thank you. You know,
it's incredible.
Yeah. It was very uplifting for me because, and I'm sure, you know, hopefully the same for you in the sense of like, oh, they like us. They really like us.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. right when that started, my father-in-law picked up some items from Glaze and my kids got to decorate them at home, like paint the little ceramic pieces.
Yes!
We dropped them off and picked them up. And, well, he picked them up and they have them in their kitchen. And it reminds me of, every time I see it sitting in their kitchen, it reminds me of how much everyone supported small businesses. And, like, my father-in-law would have not taken my children into Glaze, but he was totally fine dropping it off at our house and having us do it. So it's just so wonderful to have that support.
And there's another small business I love, Glaze. Oh, Christina's the best, and she has so many fun things she does. We just did last month, it's November, I don't know, December, we did the Santa.
Mm-hmm.
That was a really fun event. So, highly suggest Ozaukee County people get in that next year.
Yes, yeah. Okay, couple of closing questions for you here. What are your top two favorite products that you carry in your store?
See, this is really weird because, like, my favorite products are not everybody else's.
That's all right.
Because I'm not pregnant anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So my personal favorite products are, I love these Dolman tops. We have them occasionally. They are bamboo. They're great for pregnancy. They look awesome postpartum because they're so flattering them around the midsection. And then I really love the kids' bath bombs. The surprise toys bath bombs, because if Sky's having a bad day, like, hey, let's take a bath, you know,
yep.
give him food or water somehow, and that just cheers him up. But, you know, I love throwing her in a bath with a bath bomb, and it's like, oh, it's a treasure hunt now, because there's something in the middle. So I love the kids' surprise toy bath bombs so much. And we also get surprise jewelry ones in, too.
Oh, fun.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if you aren't pregnant or nursing and you've stuck with us this long, thank you. We maybe should have opened with this. You do not have to be pregnant to go into Close to the Heart.
No, not at all. Because we also have kids items now. So we started kind of bringing in more kids items because I have a lot of women who are done with pregnancy and nursing. And they're like, I want to keep shopping with you. Awesome. So we've brought in a lot of course, bamboo pajamas.
The little sleepies are hot, aren't they?
Oh, too hot. We'll have a new drop probably after this is out, but we're going to keep getting new drops in. We're also bringing in a new brand called Sweet Bamboo, which Sky has been testing out for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like to hand things to Sky to test out. Do you destroy this in 5 minutes? No? Okay.
Oh, I like that.
Right? Like, I make sure, like, before it comes in, it's going to be okay. So Sweet Bamboo's coming in next week. I'm super excited. We're going to do a neutral drop first. So we just have a lot of different, like, kids' clothing and looking at different kids' items to bring in. The bath bombs. And toys and things of that nature. So as we continue to kind of build that out and figure out what helps in the area.
Yeah. Well, speaking of the little sleepies and the drops, tell us about your VIP group and how people can find you on that.
Oh, yeah. So look for the Close to the Heart VIPs. If you go on our website, ctthboutique.com, we have links all over for getting everywhere. If you join our email group, our email, that's always on the bottom of my emails. And the VIP group gets everything first. So they get all the drops. They get access to, like, right now is a semi-annual sale. So we gave them access last night instead of, you know, today. So, yeah.
Nice. And a nice little perk.
Yeah. And a lot of them have been shopping with me for, like, 2 or 3 years. So it's been really fun, too, from my side to see their kids grow up and see them, you know. Like,
yeah.
I remember when this baby was a newborn. Why are they so big?
It is a really nice group. Everyone's really active and kind and uplifting, and I enjoy it. I know I don't post that frequently, but I do watch it. I'm more of a lurker on Facebook. just seeing everyone's kids enjoying the products they get at your shop, I'm sure that warms your heart, and it's nice to build a community around your business as well. And I think that that's very unique for retail, and I absolutely love that.
Yeah, thanks. We're trying.
Well, you're doing a wonderful job, and thank you so much. Any closing remarks you want to add today?
Shop your local owned businesses. They make a huge difference in the community, even if you're not shopping with me. Shopping those local owned businesses, they support local, like, baseball teams, for example, you know, the local gymnastics, everything. So.
Yeah. Well, thank you so
And don't
much.
Forget to get adjusted.
Yeah. Gotta throw that in there.
Well, you know, I do weekly.
All right. Thanks, everyone. I will see you next week.
Thank you so much for joining your host, Dr. Camille, today. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a review and follow us on Facebook. If you found value in the content provided, please share this with a friend. You never know how far-reaching something you think, say, or do will affect the lives of millions tomorrow.